Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Alright, so hey, tonight we're gonna start with some new music. This is some Shantae Moore, that's right, new Shantae Moore. This is called Real One, Wet Wet Wednesday, couples music. Yeah, live, interactive, sexy music.
Perfect conversation.
Let's get it.
When it comes to dope relations, I ain't never had to fake one. It's gotta be some kind of catch, it's too perfect. All this loving you're giving me, even though I know I'm worth it. He be buying in bags, spending that cash, make it right back. Texting me, call me right back. You know that every girl really loves that.
Wet Wednesday. New Shantae Moore. Yeah, like I said, a new Shantae Moore. Hey, I like that one right there. It's called Real One. So you know how we do it on a Wet Wet Wednesday. It's sexy interactive radio. You know, I'm just buying time for people to start rolling in. We got a couple people already checking in already. We're just waiting on some of the monsters to tune in. The ladies, you know, they pop out the question for the night. But after this next track, if they're not here yet, We gonna go freestyle. Yeah, we gonna get it in. Can you see my little mosquito body trying to do some little magic mic over here? Ooh, don't imagine it. Stop laughing. Don't laugh. This is Raheem Devon. It's called Anytime, Any Place. When you stop laughing, I'm ready. I'm ready. Wet, wet Wednesday. Ooh, music for couples only. If I can get this thing to play. Ah! Look, we got a problem. Maybe it's trying to tell me to open up the line already. Let me try this one right here. Some new Neo.
Hey, it's Neo. Yeah. It's crazy. This is still your number. All right. So listen. I'm going to be honest with you, right? I'm a little drunk. So I'm going to just get some things off my chest. His mom ain't going to take up a whole lot of your time, okay? You just listen.
I remember sweet smells and afternoon, vanilla candles in your bedroom, I remember slow jams on my iTunes, you take a sip, take a puff, yeah, you'll be ready soon. Remember like it was yesterday, how we used to lay around letting time and the world just fade away. And after all this time, to see you now is great. I hesitate, but I wanna say, you every time I smell that smell.
Was, but that's that new Neo right there. I like that one right there in the late night, rekindling something. That right there can definitely help you get it in. So, all right, it's Wet Wednesday. So, you know how we do it. Like I said, it's sexy interactive radio around here, you know, and we spin in some hot R&B music to help y'all stay in the mood. So I believe I got one of the monsters here with me right now. Is that you, Jazzy B? Hello.
Yeah, 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 it is. It is, Jazzy B. What's happening?
That's what's up. So I guess you know how we do it. We always start out with our monstrous weather reports. So why don't you go ahead and stick your head out the window and tell the people where you're at and what's the weather like. Hello.
I'm in ATL, and it's kind of clear today, but it's been a little stormy all week. I'm glad it's over.
Okay. Right.
I got
right,
to see
right,
the sun
right.
The first time today since last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay. Okay. So, all right, now, you know, you're the lead lady around here. You know, you usually come up with all these old sexy type topics, whether controversial or just pure wet, it don't matter. So, I mean, what you got for us tonight? What are we talking about tonight?
All right. Well, tonight we are talking about threesomes with your spouse or get cheated on. How do you feel about this?
Okay.
And our second topic is
okay.
Chilling with your mate's ex or no?
Wait, hold on. We got to have the background music for that one. Wait, say that again?
Chilling with your mate's ex or no? Oh, no. Oh, no. Those are the topics that we have tonight. It's going to be pretty interesting,
okay.
I think.
Okay, see, I was going to try to bring one back, and shit, my shit sounds so boring compared to yours. Okay. So, all right, tell them again what our topics are tonight. I'm going to have to play the track, let it marinate on y'all for a minute, but go ahead, tell them again one more time. What are we talking about tonight?
All right. A threesome with your mates or get cheated on by your mate. How do you feel about this and why? Our second topic is chilling with your mate's ex or nah? Or nah, or no, 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 no.
Okay.
Or no.
That's what we're on tonight. So, I'm going to try to spin this track one more time. Let's see what happens. And then we're going to see how y'all feel about what we're talking about. You're still too much. You can feel my hands moving up your thighs. Skirt around your waist. Wall against your face. Just because you're such a love. Feel so good.
it again, baby. Can you see it again? Ooh, anytime, any place. Don't get no surprise.
Devon, look, I got him on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Like, who is that? That's Raheem Devon on his track, you know, off the Janet Jackson, Anytime, Anyplace. So, all right, we're going to bring it back. That should have set the mood for y'all. So, Jazzy, so you say, hold on, let me get some of this background music. Because, ooh, it's going to be a bumpy one tonight. No pun intended. Okay, so you said do a threesome or get cheated on. I mean, can you set it up? I mean, how would it go down? I mean, did somebody bring somebody home? I mean, how would it go down?
Would you rather have a threesome with your mate or get cheated on? If you had to choose one. Now, you know, Jazzy B opinion is the op out. The whole situation. Oh, fuck it. I'm gone.
Right.
That's what you want. You can have it. I'm straight. If you cheat on me, I'm going to leave you. And then I don't like bitches, so a threesome ain't going to work.
Well,
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Right. But you said you have to choose one, though. So if you had to choose one.
If I had
Which
to choose one,
one
I would choose to get cheated on. You know why?
Why?
Because after I find out you cheated, I'm leaving. I holler at you.
Okay. Right, right. Well,
but the threesome out, a threesome ain't even going to work for me. But I don't even like bitches that much to touch you, for one. Two, I'm going to be mad because my nigga touching you. So it's not a threesome if everybody ain't participating, right?
Right, right. It's more like a peep show. I'm just saying.
Right.
More like a peep show.
Right.
So I'll say mine, and then we'll check in with the caller, see what they say.
I know what you're going to choose.
Well, you know, I guess I'll just go straight to it. You know, I would have to say cheat on me. You dig? I ain't going to go looking for it. I don't want to know about it. Y'all better not do it at the house. whatever. But a threesome, you're still cheating on me. It's just in my face. But
I'm just agreeing to it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, some people are freaks like that. Like, I know people that are freaks like that. Like, I've declined. But there have been times people ask me, hey, can we, whatever. I'm like, what? But, you know, there's some people that, you know, that's what they do. But me?
I know a lot of people that do it too, but I be feeling like you inviting problems. That's
That's all a threesome says to me is the problem.
Right, right. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I beg to differ because I still ain't had no threesome yet. So I'm hoping maybe one day. Anyway, I'm just bogus.
I've had opportunities.
No judgment.
You want me to set you up with one of you? I got you. You want me to hook you up?
Boobs! What about my name?
We can make this happen. I'm just saying.
All right, let's check in with the caller right quick. All right, 612-246, who we got on the line? And I mean, what's your position on what we're talking about tonight? What is that?
You sure you want my
position.
Answer on this?
Hey,
what's up? It's Miss K-Rock out of Minneapolis. Right now I'm sitting down here. Just had hit by this damn hurricane down here in Florida, but I figured I would call y'all again this week and fuck with you.
That's what's up. That's what, I'm glad to hear you okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Man, it's been a long ass week, so I need y'all to have me cracking up tonight, so I'm finna stay on here and listen all night, mess with y'all. But your question though, Ms. Jasmine, you fucked up because you got, see, now for some people cheating is cheating, but for other people threesomes ain't cheating. Threesomes is a way to kind of like rekindle or kind of add a little spark or a little something to it. So people who are having threesomes, they already have it set in their mind that that's not an issue. But my theory on that is you can have a threesome with somebody who you're not in a relationship with because somebody that you are, it causes more problems. You know what I mean? Like, it's too close. Mm. You don't shit where you lay your head, for sure.
Right.
But I would rather, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be cheated on because I'm one of those bitches. I'll kill you. Like, I'm not even going to lie.
I don't like that cheating shit either. But if you had to choose one, which one would you choose?
I think I would choose to know about it. So I think I would choose to participate rather than depreciate. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, I can see that. Because you can, you know, it's more of a controlled situation. You know what I mean?
Right. Because for the most part, the females are usually the ones who pick. You know what I mean? Like, so if they're going to have threesomes, the females are usually the one that's going to pick it. So we're never going to pick anybody prettier, anybody thinner, anybody whose ass is fatter, anybody who's better that you're going to look at the second time around and be like, damn, I should be fucking with her instead of her. So we're not that stupid. Like,
I'm not even in that category. I'm gonna give you this left hand or this right hand. Which one do you want to choose? I'm not gonna share shit. I'm not sharing anything. I'm so stingy and selfish. Fuck out of here.
Thing is, but getting cheated on, like you say, you have the opportunity to leave. But the same thing is, you know, is being with somebody who wants to have a threesome. Like, I wouldn't entertain the idea personally. Like, I'm 38 years old. I'm about to be 39 next month. I won't even entertain the idea. Like, if that's where you still are, then you don't need to be in a relationship, period. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, you need to
right.
around, whatever, go find, you know, a couple of throwbacks and shit and go do that. But, you know, if that's what people are into, that's what people are into. You know what I mean? Like, some females are down for that shit. You know, they're stuck between, you know, becoming a lesbian. You know, they're one bad relationship from becoming a lesbian. And, you know, they're one domestic violence situation, be, you know. I mean, Tell me I'm lying. Tell me every bitch you know ain't one bad relationship from becoming a lesbian. Fuck it.
Hey, if I don't figure it out, they sure enough be quick to tell you, be like, oh, I could just fuck with your girls because I'm tired of men and men ain't shit. I'll be like, hold on, I'm standing right here. I'm still a man though. But yeah, I hear you.
But my thing is that I have to say this, because I heard you say, and E, I know you, like I know you, I know you. Like, you said you would rather be cheated on than have a threesome. Right?
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but you said because you would leave, and his ass said because he don't want to know. So, so is it okay for you to have for your female to have a side nigga though? Is that what you're trying to say? Because I'm just wondering how guys feel about that.
Right. Now, first of all, disclaimer. Now, when they come to me for threesome, I'm thinking that she's talking about like me and another dude. I'm not going. Okay, that's when we get to the other part. Now, if it's her and another girl,
hey, I might try it. It is what it is.
But I'm just saying. Now, the other part. Now, this was like I was imagining this question was a one-time deal. This was not like a periodic carry-on type thing. No. You cheat on Saturday and Monday, we're back to whatever, normal, cool. But aside
from that, one time? Have you ever
and
cheated
you know
just one time?
see,
I'm sorry, what? I missed that answer. Wait. Hold on, I missed that answer.
I missed the question. Can you ask that question again? I missed it. What was the question?
He said I was under the impression that it was only a one-time deal. And I said, a threesome is usually a one-time deal, but ain't no motherfucker ever cheated once. I don't care how many times she told you, it was only once. It ain't happened only once. So I said to him, how many times have you only cheated once? That's what I'm just wondering.
Man, see.
I have never cheated on no one.
What? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I have put my disclaimer out there. I said, I've never cheated on no one.
Can you say the same thing?
All I can say is you're making me reevaluate quite a few things right now. You're making me reevaluate quite a few things right now.
So this is what happens when you let me in the queue over here. You let me in here to talk. You finna get your ass handed to you. Y'all knew it was coming.
Goodness.
I told y'all I was finna come. I was finna call in and mess with y'all too. I ain't done shit but stared at blank walls and fucking power outages and 120 mile an hour winds. I ain't doing shit but coming after you today.
Hey, we've been in the same position. I just got power back at 7:00. I've been without power since Monday.
Damn, where are you at?
I'm in Georgia.
Oh, all right. We got a direct hit down here about 40 minutes north of Tampa. So we took that.
They done had to clean up trees and all kind of shit.
Well, if you take a look on my Facebook page at MZKRYDEZ or Kara Russomano, you'll see all the flood action out here. We got about 28.4 feet of water behind my house right now. Legitimately, the Anclote River was rising, so we had to evacuate again yesterday after coming back to the house. So it has been a long-ass, dark-ass, grueling week. I never said this in my life, but I'm ready to go back to Minnesota. he's going to pick me up at the airport, and then he's going to answer the question about how many times he cheated.
Follow my lead and say zero. We are on live radio.
Everything you say can and will be held against you. I have a question,
Go ahead.
I want to hear some Just Will. You have any of that Just Will? He's an artist outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Y'all can look him up under JUSTWILL on everything, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything. Check him out. Peep him out. He's my artist. He's an R&B artist. He's from Chicago, but he's repping Minneapolis, Minnesota. So if you got any music from him, Wet Wet Wednesday would be the time to play it. So I'm going to stay on the line while you play this commercial break in, but I'm going to fuck with y'all.
All right. So check it out. We're going to come back and we're going to get it in. Oh, my goodness. Let's see what else she's going to change my mind on. So, hey, check it out. I got this Trey Songz, and then I got Jess Will right after that, and then we're going to open up the lines. You know what it is, 424-243-9649, and you got to press ooh-wee if you want to talk. Yeah, this is my look. So bad. Or should I say, so it bad. Ooh.
Soon as we get started making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in, then again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. Girl, your legs keep shaking. I swear we breaking our new headboard, headboard. And the love we make, it feels so good. Girl, you know I'm proud. Looking at your lovely face, scream my name. You do it so loud. Screaming, scratching, yelling, but the neighbors know my name. They be stressing while we sexing, but the neighbors know my name. My name, my name. I bet the neighbors know my name. My. Take this pillow right here.
Grab this.
And I know you're so excited. If you bite it, they won't hear. And you know just what we're capable of.
To the point that you wanna let go.
gonna give it up. Just like Raheem, I'm gonna wanna serve you up tonight. Tonight, yeah. Hey, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. Lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight. Wanna go up, and around we go. Play a game, let's see who can be who to the next room. Ooh. I see you dripping wet, I see you drip off your breast. Think to yourself, no way upstairs. Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face looks making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with a Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy little biscuit, the basics. I cannot wait to get inside. Ooh. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight. Wanna go up.
Yeah, so that's just well, Mr. The Teddy Bear that'll drop your panties. It is what it is. K-Ray, tell people again how they can connect with you if they want to book Just Well.
All right. That was my up-and-coming R&B artist. He's a crossover artist. He also raps. So please take a listen to him. Look him up on Facebook. I am Just Will. IamJustWill. You can look him up on Instagram the same way, on Twitter the same way, on Facebook the same way. And my links on there for me are M as in Mary, Z as in Zebra, K as in Kite, Rides, R-Y-D-E-Z. Check me out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, all under the same name. Any bookings that you have for him or would like any features from him, if you would like to hear any of his music or want any downloads or videos, please feel free to hit us up in the inbox.
There you go. There you go. So, all right, ladies, before we move on, looks like we got another monster checking in with us. We got Miss Unbelievable. What's good, Mama? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Welcome. Hey, everybody.
So, all right, before y'all get into y'all
hey,
talking.
It's Unbelievable.
Oh,
hi, honey. Hi. Mm-hmm. Hi, Jazzy. Hey. How are you, honey?
Here y'all go with that doggy ladies, mama. It is what it is.
So I guess we got to jump you in on the question so we can move on to the rest of the show. Jazzy, you want to go ahead and tell her the top of the hour question, what we discussed so far?
She already knows. I saw her earlier.
Okay, which one did we discuss, though?
Okay, we were discussing the threesome with your partner or get cheated on.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you
got
to
so
choose one or the other. You got to choose one or the other. But, no, you can go ahead and set it up first. Everybody did their setup. So go ahead. But at the end of the day,
You got to choose one.
Okay.
Or the other.
Or the other.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to do a threesome. You know. But it's going to be me, him, and a him. Because the show ain't going to be me, her, and a her. Because I'd be dang if I'm sharing mine with anybody. So he can make that decision to share me with who he wants to, because then he can risk losing me. Boom. That's all him. But I'm saying who would be if I had to choose. I'm just saying. I ain't even going to set it up. I'm just going to just answer that like that. Just saying.
Right. What the hell? Okay. So this came in last. I'm going with people. And it's going to be a hems and hems. Okay, that's what's up, though. That's what's up. I'm the only wimp over here can't decide what the hell he want to do. But it is. But yeah.
You know why he won't answer the question, though? The reason why he ain't answering the question is because there's somebody out there listening very intently to his answer.
But you know it's going to first of all, he ain't going to be cheating on nobody because that's not his character. So he won three, so we just got to figure out what's going, you know, who it is. You know, I'm just saying. I'm going to bust you out. Yeah, I'm going to bust you out.
It's all right.
I
ain't going to cheat on
nobody
either unless they cheat on me first. I'm just saying.
But,
mine is going to be a me, a her, and a her. Yeah, that's how we do it, mine. Okay, with a me, a her, and a her, yeah, we can work that out. But a me, her, and a him, oh, no, that's going to be a fight. I'm just going to do straight up. I'm going to punch you in the face at some point. Disclaimer, you can call it domination if you want to, but at some point, tell me I'm punching you in the face.
Damn, now he's calling some ex-amendment to the mix.
But I bet you he won't be asking for another threesome. When I'm enjoying that, look, that I'm, and then you give him that face like, what? Yeah, get that, daddy. Yeah, you know, give him the same face you gave him. Yeah, I bet he want to ask again.
Right there.
That'll change his whole life.
Things would never be the same. He won't even cheat. He'd be like, this nigga here. I can't even cheat because she make it this, you know. I can't even do it back because she done took my draw. She done took my crown. You know, I can't even. My manhood's gone. It's just gone. I'm like, yeah, this is what you asked for. Get ready for it. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
It's going down.
I'm going to tell you. Ain't nothing like a full-face fight when you butt-ass naked. I ain't trying to wrestle with no man butt ass tape. Hell no. You trying to put me in a chokehold? I ain't going. Fuck that shit. I'm going for my pistol. I'm just saying. Fuck that. Hell no. Back up, homie. Back up. Yeah, it is what it is.
You would actually wrestle with a dude. Wait, you're willing to wrestle with a dude naked, but you ain't willing to lay down with him with her?
Hey, I'm saying I ain't willing to do round one.
I called it just to piss him off tonight.
You called that one. You called that one.
He about to mute me in a second.
Oh my goodness.
You know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is the only thing men could think of is gay, and straight. Like if I be wrestling with another dude, that's gay. That's just gay. Don't ask for no threesome. Don't do
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't
that's
do
my
it.
Point. Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
but then
I'm
it's funny
because
a man would get mad with a female, too. Because if the female is doing it better than him, it's going to be a competition. Who wants that? I'm just saying. You know, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to just flip it.
And if she moaning better than she moan with him, you know, he might get mad. But like, well, you didn't give me that sound. And be like, you didn't get it right, bro. And you know, you get that same look like she didn't and you ain't. They're going to be a fight still.
Here's a question I have for Jazzy and for Miss and for you. Have any of y'all actually ever had a threesome before to base that off of?
I have never had a threesome, but I've been asked several times. And actually, it's probably cost me like two relationships.
For real? Like because
yeah,
you wouldn't get
you
down with
it? Yeah, because I wouldn't. And then because I feel like, you know, you already know I don't like bitches, so why would you even ask me? That's just disrespectful.
That is right, disrespectful.
Right.
What about you?
And I mean,
I
like that. I like that she don't stand there. You go ahead, go. But there's another point I want to touch before we move on. Is I mean, does it matter who asks? Did they?
Yes.
I mean, if it's you
they
asking
do.
Or somebody else asking, does it matter who asks?
We'll I'm not finna ask.
Go, and if we'll get to that part at the end. So, all right, Steve's gonna say something unbelievable.
I have not, but I've been asked several times to be the other in it and to bring somebody in it. Yeah. So I've had both, like someone asked me to join and then someone who I was with asked me to find someone to have it with him. So, and then a female friend has asked me to join with her and him.
I've been asked on some crazy shit like at a job, like it was weird because I mean, okay, you know, you had the job. This was a warehouse, you know what I mean? And it was another dude, and you know, he was like got a real cool for a week, and I'm like, oh, okay, dude's just friendly. He's in a whole different department than me. And next thing I know, he's talking about some, but he was saying I had to bring another girl. He was saying, hey. My girl seen you and she think you're cute, and we want to know if maybe you and your girl, y'all want to double date and do something. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, they were swingers.
Oh, menage a trois.
Yeah.
They were swingers.
Yeah, like, wait.
Yeah.
They
want to swap.
Now, there was one other freak incident. Don't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just between us. Like one time, my cousin he messed with this girl, and he messed around on her. She found out. She was mad. He was telling me, "I'll do anything, baby. I'll do anything." And I don't know if she said this shit to like get him to be like, "Nah, okay, it's over. Bye, bye." Pyong. But she was like, "You know what? Then you got to set it up a threesome." And he was like, okay, who? And she was like, me. And I was like, no. How can I do that? No. No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. No. I mean, how
so you've
how
never had
ask y'all? No. Mm-mm.
So I can't be the only
Man,
one out
time,
of all four,
all four
of us. There's
like
no
this.
Way.
Let's put it like this.
Why do
let's,
y'all
let's
in
put it like this. I've been with women. I've been with women that have been with other women, right? Now, initially, when you first start talking, no, yeah, I might bring a girl in. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, and then about 2-3 months in, then it's like, no, can't nobody touch you but me. So they are that old Jazzy B bullshit. No, I kill a motherfucker. And no. It starts out really promising. But by the end of it, no, all that shit's out the window. No. So.
No, I'm too territorial, so I can't do it. I don't believe in sharing. I don't believe
I'm
in sharing myself with others because it starts trouble. It just don't end
what
up.
What if you're not
good.
In a relationship with either of the people?
It still just don't end up good. It just don't.
if I ain't in a relationship, it's a definite hell no.
No.
Well,
I'm a germaphobe anyway. You know, it's a whole lot of germs being passed around the room.
Well, I'm gonna have to jump the old freak fence on this one. I mean, if it's not a relationship and, you know, she wanna go and the other one wanna go, shit, why not give her a little taste, see if I can handle it. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, nah, the woman I'm trying to make my wife and stuff like that, I'm too petty for that. Hell no. But now in a relationship though, like, you know, shit, I'm not gonna say I'm not going. I'm not gonna say I went, but I'm just gonna say I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. But
I'm
hey,
gonna
we
change your name
from
Meat Monster to Plead the Fifth.
To what?
Plead the Fifth.
Plead the
That's
Fifth.
That's the best
oh,
way to go.
Was it in the court or the Hennessy? I'm pleading the Fifth. So, all right, check it out. We got another caller. They push one. Obviously, you know what we're talking about. Let's see what they on right quick. 612-250. Hello, who we got on Wet Wednesday? Is you ready?
Yes, Nana Pudding.
Oh.
He got quiet.
Wow.
He got quiet like, what?
Hey,
I came in on the internet. I'm like, wait, what? What are we? What? Threesomes? Wait, what is what? I had to call in.
Okay. So I mean, you know, we're gonna get into, you know, I mean, if you had a threesome before, but you know, I mean, did you hear the full question? Dang, we're gonna get to the end of the show,
no.
But we even get to the other one. It's good tonight. So, I, Chad, you're unbelievable. Which one of y'all want to let her know how we even got started before we even got to where we are at now?
Okay. The question is, would you rather have a threesome with your mate or get cheated on?
Yeah, and now you got to
pick. Oh, man.
If you had...
Nah, man, I can't be, man, that's my, y'all, are y'all in my life right now? man, looky here, somebody done peeped y'all in on my secrets and my situations. This is so far.
Oh, man.
You know what? that's a hard one because I'm actually going through that right now. The cheating is what hurts my heart. But if I have an opportunity to just say yes or no, I'm be like, I don't think so. Give me the opportunity to do that before you think about cheating, because it's actually, for me, worse if you do it behind my back than if you bring it to the forefront and we talk about it.
Amen.
So I mean, I'm pretty open. If you just explain to me, like, hey, look, and then I'd be like, look, I'm picking her. Fuck off. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, give me the opportunity. Don't pick some big boo. Anyway. don't pick the ugly one. I'm just saying, pick somebody that's comparable to me. Don't go out and go get you some nasty hussy driving around in a raggedy car and ain't got a pot to piss in and nowhere to throw it out of. Let me pick her, because she going to be good quality if we going down like that. If it's going down like that, then let me pick her.
Oh, man.
Got to be good quality, though.
Man. Woo, I came in on the wrong day. That's for real. I'm just telling y'all, that's my for real life situation right now. I BS you not. I be ask you not. Man, let me get a choice, baby. Come on, man. No, she's okay, her hair too short, she too skinny, she ain't got on the right kind of shoes. She ain't Puerto Rican. Something. Just give me the opportunity to get the check marks next to what I would like or what I would think you would like or what we should like if we gonna get down like that. Don't just do it on your own, because then it's really cheating. And it's actually cheating if you do it anyway. So it's cheating all around. it's just what do you say? I can't even think of what to say, but it's y'all both choosing to cheat on each other with that particular one person. So she better or he better or whatever be the bomb diggity or whatever they do if that's going down. Right. It's going down.
It's going down. Better bring it. It's going down. You better bring it. Don't be no ooh, what is this whack though, y'all? Just think about it. What if it's
been there,
whack?
Done that. Been there, done
what
that.
Man.
Man, if it's whack, then you're gonna read you
whack.
Then you're going to have regrets. Man.
That brings up an interesting point, though, because, so, I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry, the last caller. I'm sorry.
Nana Puddin.
Okay. So, you said that you would rather be asked, where the other two said that they feel like they're being disrespected if they're asked. So, that's an interesting concept. Like, how does a man know? I mean, I guess he should know his woman and know where, you know, where her, but you never know. Sometimes there's that inner freak. Sometimes there's that female who ain't going to say something and a closed mouth don't get fed. So if you don't ask, you know what I mean? Then you get cheated on. If you do ask, then he get left. So
That's when you pull out your sheet of paper from when you guys were getting to know each other and you be like, oh baby, she got a big ass or something like that. Then he knows right off the bat, okay, shoot, she looking. Or if he say, you know, hey, girl, look, she got a big ass, you be like, pop him in his forehead, then he know. But, I mean, for me, it's all in the communication skills. If that's the type of relationship we have and we're gonna trust and believe that we're going to take care of each other, if that's what we want to get into, that's what we get into. But just know that we're doing it together. You ain't calling her when I'm at work. I ain't calling him or none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a whole different type of a person per se. I've been cheated on so many times before, and then you look at the person that they cheated on you with, and be like, baby, we could have did so much better. Hey,
what the fuck? That's a collective team.
That's a whole other show. That's a whole nother show.
Yes, let's pick that topic right now, baby. We could have did so much better.
Let's let that one just simmer for a second. We are talking about threesomes, not being cheated on. Come on, let's go back. Let's take it back there.
Hey, but the question I want to know is, okay, now I guess it all came down to everybody saying, like, you know, that you would have to pick. That's pretty much the dominant feature tonight. So I want to know, I mean, how do you pick them? I mean, do you pick them at the club? I mean, do you go to the park and just pick up like Daisy? I mean, what do you do? I mean, how do you pick somebody to take home?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not picking them from the club, though, because then, you know, I don't know what. I don't know. I may, you know, look amongst.
What are we choosing from, the Red
like,
Sea or Pyramid?
Right. Like, I don't know. I think I'll look more or less at my, you know, my homegirl's friends, not my best friends, but my homegirl's friends. Like, you know, not my best friends, but my homegirl's friends. You know, let me look at some of your homegirls. Or I'll be like, you know, I have that homegirl who has swinger friends, so I'm looking in the swingers part. So, you know, I know what they're about. They're not going to get hooked on, you know, the dude with the whoop. So I'm looking at different pools, but, you know, I ain't looking in no club, though.
Holes in the club, sure enough.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, if I gotta choose, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to choose in no club. You know what I mean? Everybody knows the things that go on in the club. Let's just keep it one. Y'all know the back burner of what I'm saying. No, we're not going to pick nobody from the club. We're going to go somewhere out the motherfucking country where you ain't going to see this little raggedy motherfucker again. We're going to go find a fucking midget somewhere off the beach somewhere. That's what we're going to find. I'm just saying.
Right.
Elba.
And we ain't picking nobody that you and your past person that did it with already. And you be like, oh, yeah, Bo Chica's okay. Because, you know, I had her back 6 years ago.
Oh,
no,
God.
To the hell to the no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no.
Nope.
What you gonna do? Pour a little salt and pepper on her and see if she look. You pour her salt and pepper on her, see if she tastes a little different now. Hell no. No. You will not be the new Lori Season starter for this piece. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm coming from within today.
It's all right. Normally, I wouldn't care. I would just say, hey, let's just run with it. But, hey, I got to be up early in the morning for work. We are over the show. We didn't get to our other part of the question. We'll save it for next week. So, Jackie, tell the people before we do shout out, what we know, you all good, Mama. You all good. Tell the people what is the second question. We're going to talk about it next week. So go ahead, lay that on them.
All right. The second question for next week is chilling with your mate's ex or no? Or no?
Oh, or
hell no.
That's
or
no.
Hey,
or
no. Chilling with your mate's ex?
You're sort of fighting.
Or no. Hold on, chilling with your mate's ex or your ex-mate?
No,
with your
mate's ex.
With your mate's ex.
Either, neither. Well,
right?
With your mate's ex. Ooh, yeah,
no,
table that
no,
one. I got
no.
Some, ooh. Hell to the no, to the no, no, no. Hell no.
Sometimes you'll meet a person and be like, hey, me and such, you know, we don't kick it no more, but we used to kick it, but we're super cool friends now. We're like besties, and, you know, they hang out, and, you know what I mean? They call
now,
in 3 hours of the day, 3 hours of the night.
All right.
It is a situation that people go through.
Uh-huh.
So would you chill with your...
Keep your enemies closer. Keep your enemies close. That's what that is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's next week's question. Y'all simmer. Y'all think about it. Y'all really look in y'all life for real. There is somebody that y'all doing that with. I mean, let's be 100. Let's be honest when we come back next week and just put it on the table and how you feel and why not. And if you do, okay, why? So just saying. Think about it though.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. We're gonna put it on the website. We're gonna post. Y'all just tell your friends, share. We'll read some comments on the radio. I mean, let's dive into it because there's a lot of relationships that break up because of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, she got monsters right quick. That's what's up. So I guess that's why when we start to do the shout outs. We'll go backwards in the order that they came in. So, all right, that puts you up first, Banana Pudding. You got any last words and shout out?
Man, shout out to the real MVPs out there, the good women, the queens with their crowns on, and those that got the friends that dust their crowns off. Love ya.
There it is.
That's it.
What about you, Miss K-Rise? What you got for us on your way out?
All right. I just want to let everybody know that I really appreciate the prayers, the loves, and the support that everybody has shown myself and my family down here going through Hurricane Irma. Everybody, keep your head up. Everybody out there dealing with Hurricane Harvey, keep your head up. My artist will be performing on Friday, September 29th at the Privé nightclub in downtown Minneapolis, opening for Zoe Dollar's official tour. And you will be on the ones and twos, as far as I know. Doors open 10 p.m., $30 GA, $50 VIP in advance. Please hit myself, Ms. K. Rides, or E-Monster, or Just Will, Rob G, R-O-B-B-G-E-E, and it's brought to you by Equator Line Records with Multidimensional Media Group. Hit us all up for some tickets. There's bottle service. There's, I mean, VIP boosters, the whole nine going off of the Zoe Dollars. If y'all don't know who Zoe Dollars is, go check him out. He's been signed by Future. He's his newest up-and-coming artist. Go ahead and check him out. So I will hopefully be back by then, and I'll be sitting up right there next to you. Ladies, thank you very much for letting me intervene into your show. E, I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Bye, girl.
Okay, you have a good night.
Bye,
well.
Girl.
Look, there y'all go. Look, there they go with that lady shit. It is what it is. All right, it's unbelievable what you got for us.
Much love, y'all. Have a great night. Be blessed. Don't stress. And one love, for real. One love. Crowns on and shine, baby.
Okay, there it is. What you got for us, Jazzy B?
All right. I'm going to give a shout out to my whole team, my whole entire team, to my kids, to my mom, and to the Cancer Research for Children. We're having a big fashion show on the 17th. I'm so excited about it. Our radio show will be broadcasting live. I will be ripping the runway and the hat line. So I'm really just excited. Keep your prayers up for everybody out there going through these storms. And God bless.
There it is. So, all right, y'all. Yes, don't forget that Zoe Dollar event is coming up September 29th. But also, yes, Monstrous Radio Live. We will be in Macon, Georgia, Sunday the 17th. We'll also be in ATL on the 16th, so make sure you come out and get with us. We'll even be taking live interviews, you dig, on the spot. So make sure you connect with us, Monsters Radio Live, E-Monster, the Monstar, Jazzy B will be there, Ms. Unbelievable will be there, I'll be there. We'll be live in Georgia coming this Sunday, and we'll be broadcasting, like Jazzy said, live on the air. So I but at that September 29th with Zoe Dollar. This is the host right here, like she said, with Rob G from Equator Line Records. Check it out. This is Rob G. This is a track called Hershey's Kisses. I had to press their ass for this one. When the ladies hear him sing this one at the club, oh, they go crazy. It is. Oh, don't start. Don't. There we go. Live radio. Wet, wet Wednesday.
Yeah, ladies.
Let me tell you about these things, these pictures that been coming to my head. It's a creamy little chocolate, and you know what they call it, caramel in the middle. Ooh, and that's the part that gets you. What about a pretzel in it with some peanut butter? As a matter of fact, what about a Kit Kat, girl? What you know about that, girl? What you know about that? Is you a candy hauling girl? Is you a candy haul?
Hershey, kisses, love.
Come on, give me some. I can give. eating off all that Hershey kisses, Reese's pieces, that good and plenty milk chocolate, need my candy. I want Whoppers, milk comes out of fast break. It's not outrageous, you should see me on a payday. Mount bar and a heat, I'm a candyholic. Put a little Twizzly in, and what about that, whatchamacallit? Jolly Ranchers, tell me what's your favorite color? Is it peach? Is it grape? I'm a cherry lover. Now what about the chocolate Maine? What about the chocolate Maine? Once you had a little Hershey Maine, you won't put it back down a bit.
Hershey, Hershey, kisses, love.
Yeah. Come on, give me some, I can't get enough of that.
Hershey, Hershey, kisses, babe.
Ooh, Reese's Pieces, that good and plenty. Milk, chocolate, need my candy.
Hershey, Hershey, kisses, love.
Come on, give me some, I can't get enough of that.
Hershey, Hershey, kisses, babe.
Ooh, Reese's Pieces, that good and plenty. Milk, chocolate, need my candy.
I know what you need, yeah. I'm rapping that seed, yeah. Yeah, you can taste it, please, yeah.
You want to hear more? Check them out live at the Red Sea Sunday night. Monsters Radio Live.